Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash with Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we need clarity. And so we go to our colleague, Brandon Weikert, author of Winning Space and other best-selling books. He's at the National Interest, to help us unpack what is a confusing mix of statements about NVIDIA and the People's Republic of China. NVIDIA is a small startup in the 1990s. And comes to accept the fact that it's never going to get outside of video games for manufacturing its GPUs, its graphic cards. And then one day, something called the AI discovers NVIDIA. Since then, it is a $5 trillion company. And it has high-end chips that are part of the geostrategic game afoot. What will the U.S. permit NVIDIA, a U.S. company led by a man named Wang, and a migrant from Taiwan, I mentioned, a very hardworking man. What will it permit Mr. Wang and his company to sell to the People's Republic of China? Therein lies the game. Brandon, a very good evening to you. Yes, no, back and forth. I've lost track, but suddenly there's a yes. Something from NVIDIA near the high end may be sold to China. I'm going to stop there because I get lost in the detail. These are remarks by the President of the United States. What is it they're selling, and what are the limitations? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and hello, Gordon. Thanks, as always, for having me. Yes, the will-they-won't-they interplay is actually getting quite tiresome in terms of looking at it from a policy perspective. But so far, it looks like the President of the United States has at least verbally and tacitly agreed to allow for the H200 NVIDIA chips, which is one of their highest end chips, which is produced mostly in places like Taiwan, to be shipped to the United States. And it will then be sold from the United States to vetted, selected purchasers in China. We will be taking a 25%, the U.S. government will take a 25% cut of the loot from selling those high-end expensive chips to China, because we have all these tariffs and whatnot against sales to China. But the bottom line here is we are going to be giving China access to the very chips that the first term of Trump and even the Biden administration fought tooth and nail to prevent China from gaining access to. And there are many people in Washington, I think they're not wrong when they say that basically with this sale, even if we are making money off of it, and we will, with this sale, we will be seeing a lot sooner Chinese military equipment being built with advanced AI that is based off of our high-end H200 chips. The counter-argument, of course, is that, hey, we're preventing China from indigenously producing this, because if they're reliant on us, it'll be disincentive for them to produce indigenously these systems and then break away from us and create a competitor to our NVIDIA. Of course, they might do that anyway.
Gordon, the headline, if I interpret Brandon's remarks correctly, reads in an alarming fashion, Trump's green light for NVIDIA chip sales to China sparks U.S. security concerns. I think the metaphors are fighting each other, but I'll go along with it. Something about this, Gordon, has upset the usual go along to get along with the Trump administration. Is Mr. Trump suddenly at odds with his own people?
I think President Trump is at odds with common sense and with the national security of the United States. With his own people, they can, he controls them. So no, he's probably very much on board with the people that report to him. The problem here is, as Brandon says, we will never get China to become addicted to America's technology stack, as Commerce Secretary Lutnick puts it, because the Chinese are absolutely determined to develop their own chips. Now, they are not as advanced as we are, and what they're doing, if they can get the hold of NVIDIA chips, which they have been, they're bridging a gap. So they are being able to continue progress that they would not otherwise have made if they had not been able to get hold of advanced American chips, AMD, NVIDIA, whatever. So this is a big mistake. And by the way, it's also a moral issue because China will use these chips to develop and prove its military. Its military is configured to kill Americans. I don't think that you can say to someone whose son or daughter is killed by a Chinese plane, oh, it's okay. The U.S. made a 25% cut of the chips that enabled the, your son and daughter to be killed.
You have a question for Brandon.
Okay, I'll calm down first, and then I will ask Brandon this. The issue over the H200 chip really mirrors that over the H20 chip of NVIDIA. Yeah. Earlier in this second term of the Trump administration, the president signaled that he was going to give permission for NVIDIA to export the H20, a not as advanced version of the H200. Mm-hmm. China, through various ways, indicated it did not want the H20 chip. And as far as we can tell, they have not formally bought any. Now, China recently, in the last day or so, has also indicated it's not interested in the H200 chip. Mm-hmm. My sense is that Beijing is just trying to coerce Trump to be able to give permission for the export of Blackwell chips from NVIDIA, which are more advanced than the H200. Your sense, Brandon, of what the dynamic is between Beijing and the Trump administration on these sale of advanced chips?
Well, it's part of a larger issue, which is that China, at least for now, has the United States by the soft spot because of their dominance in rare earth minerals, or at least that's what the Trump team is thinking. This is why you've seen really stunning, frankly, reversals in the Trump administration second term policy from what was their first term policy toward China, which was much more hawkish and much tougher. In my opinion, the Trump administration is probably going to give China whatever they want unless Congress stops it, which I don't think Congress will, because I think Congress, both parties have been compromised thoroughly by China. They're going to favor business interests over the military interest. And in fact, I'm sensing, and I got a lot of flack when I said this in January and my column at the National Interest, but I'm sensing that with this national security strategy memo, that the Trump administration is quietly getting ready to basically abandon the first island chain. And so I think they're going to be favoring more deals for soybeans and for access to rare earth minerals in the near term, rather than thinking of the long-term strategic benefits of standing up to China. And so I think that ultimately China knows this. They're going to stand their ground, and they're probably going to get what they want from Trump.
30 seconds. Can we stop that chip flowing underground?
No.
It can't be stopped. The H200 is going to flow. Is the big, the big stuff, is that also going to flow underground, no matter
it
what?
It will eventually transit through either Singapore or UAE into the hands of China, one way or the other.
And so this is all what we do because we're above the table, and under the table is the business of the black market.
Correct? That's right. Yeah.
Brandon Weikert, being candid, straightforward, you can't stop a river. And the river is flowing towards where the money is. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Brandon's with the National Interest and a best-selling author. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.